Well, the Blind Boys got started at a school for the blind in a little town in Alabama called Talladega. The Blind Boys, this school was funded by the state of Alabama, and all of the blind children that got an education came to that school. So that's how we met in 1939. We got to know about each other, learn about each other. Then we started singing together, and we just started to thinking about going out and making a living at it. So that's what we did.
And you definitely have.
Well, we're trying to.
So if you were speaking to someone who's never heard your music before, how do you describe
it? Well, we are a gospel group. We sing gospel music. We talk about the Lord. We tell the people about Jesus. You know, we tell him that he died that we might live. And that's our message to the people. I was brought up in a Christian environment. I was taught about the Lord, and that's all I know. So, you know, it's just everything is natural to me.
How do you find the strength to keep doing it?
Well, when people ask me that question, my answer is because we love what we do. When you love what you do, that keeps you motivated. And we've been doing this for all these years, and we don't know how to do nothing else. When we started out, we didn't, it takes money to live. But when the Blind Boys started out, we didn't think about no money. We didn't think about no accolades, nothing like that. We just wanted to get out and sing gospel music. That's all we wanted to do.
And was there a reason you guys stuck with gospel?
Because we love the Lord, that's why. Yeah, you know, a lot of gospel singers started out and crossed over to R&B. We didn't do that. We stuck with our gospel music because those were our roots, and we're gonna do it until God calls us home. We're trying to touch people's lives, and when we can just bring any kind of joy to people, that's what we're all about.